Take your Bibles and turn to Psalms 100. We're going to be looking at the role of praise in your prayer life. We're going to primarily concentrate on the book of Psalms, though we will go to a couple of other passages as well towards the end of the message. And tonight, tried to limit it somewhat. We're certainly not going to say everything the Bible has to say about praise. Matter of fact, we're not going to touch on the words blessed when they talk about blessed is the name of the Lord. We're not going to talk about the word thankfulness and some of those other things that are tied into it. Praise is a very broad term. It's a broad term for words and deeds or deeds which exalt and honor. So it's not just what we say, but it's what we do as well. The Greek and Hebrew words for thanksgiving, blessing, and glory can all be translated praise. So it's a wide category for sure. The word extol is used four times in the Word of God, and it means to lift up of song or to prize or to esteem highly. We would say to highly praise is the idea of it. Psalms 30 and verse 1, I will extol thee, O Lord, thou hast lifted me up and hast not made my foes to rejoice over me. Psalm 68 and verse 4, sing unto God, sing praises to his name, extol him that rideth upon the heavens. Psalms 145 and verse 1, I will extol thee, my God, O King, and I will bless thy name forever and ever. And then in Daniel chapter 4 and verse 37, Nebuchadnezzar, after God humbles him and he comes back to the throne, says, now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the King of heaven. We're going to kind of look at this tonight in a variety of ways. One, we're going to look at what are we to praise? And that category can be enormous, really. We're just going to pull out some things tonight. There's a good many of them, for sure, and just kind of touch on them quickly as we work through the Word of God. And then we're going to look at how and who are we to praise. So what process or how we're to praise Him, who is to be the ones doing the praising. Now, we're also, number three, going to look at, I'm shifting through my notes here, there's a lot of them, all right? Don't get nervous, though. We're going to look at why praise Him. I think the Bible gives us a number of reasons why we are to praise Him. And then we're going to look at, number four, some under what circumstances are we to praise Him. There are some unique circumstances in the Word of God in which we are to praise Him. And just in case we miss something, I'm going to read a couple of verses that just kind of cover everything. Matter of fact, Psalms 150 says, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord, praise ye the Lord. That just pretty much covers it, doesn't it? So if we miss something, that one will just throw the blanket over all of it. But let's look at Psalms 100. He says here, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, and his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. We know that the book of Psalms, particularly, was Israel's hymn book. We also know that the majority of the book of Psalms was written by David. We also know that David was called a man after God's own heart. I think there's a connection to the fact that David had such an intricate relationship with the Lord and the fact that David was constantly praising God. We'll see later on that God inhabits the praises of his people. Now let's go to the Lord in prayer tonight, asking him to guide us through this study. Father, thank you for your goodness. Lord, we know that we are supposed to praise thee. Lord, it's a tough task for us. But Lord, help us to walk out of this building being willing to do better than we've done this past week. I pray that you would be glorified through everything that's said. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Let's look at first off tonight, what are we to praise? Psalms chapter 118 and verse 28. A lot of the passages I have already in my notes for sake of time, but a couple of them we'll turn to. Psalms 118, verse 28 says, "Thou art my God, and I will praise thee." The truth is, we have so much to be thankful for and praised just because He is our God. "Thou art my God, I will exalt thee." Let's look at, first off, we'll praise for His righteousness. Psalms 7 and verse 17. "I will praise the Lord according to His righteousness and will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High." Chapter 7, that's Psalm 7 and verse 17. It mentions the name of the Lord. Outside of the fact that we are to sing praises or play an instrument or something like that, the name of the Lord particularly was the thing that we're supposed to praise Him for the most that I found in this study. Let's look at that as B, the names of God. And we're not going to talk a lot about the names of God, but just listen to these verses. Psalms chapter 9 and verse 2. "I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praise to thy name." Psalms 44 and verse 8. "In God we boast all the day long and praise thy name forever." Psalms 48 and verse 10, "According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth." Psalms 54 and verse 6, "I will freely sacrifice unto thee, I will praise thy name." Psalm 66 and verse 2, "Sing forth the honor of his name." Psalm 69 verse 30, "I will praise the name of God." Psalms 99 and verse 3, "Let them praise thy great and terrible name." Psalms 113, verse 1, "Praise ye the Lord. Praise, O ye servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord." Psalms 135 and verse 1, "Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord." Psalms 145 and verse 2, "Every day will I bless thee. I will praise thy name forever." Now tonight, let's just for a few moments take some time and mention some names of God in the Word of God. Anybody, just let's talk tonight a little bit with each other. What are some names of God that we can specifically praise Him for? Jehovah Jireh. Jehovah Tsidkenu. Right, explain that. God my righteousness. God will provide. Okay, someone else. Shalom. Jehovah peace. Okay, Dale. Okay, He's our Savior. Yes.
I am.
Okay, I am. Excellent. All right, saw a hand. Okay, Jehovah Nisi. Okay. So, yes. Alpha and Omega. Yes.
Friend.
Okay, He's a friend. Good. Someone else.
Protector.
Okay, Protector. Someone here? Thought I saw a hand. Yes. What's that? King of Kings.
Good Shepherd.
Good Shepherd. Helper. Okay, God.
Creator.
Creator. Okay, the only potentate. Yes. He's our rock. Good.
Foundation.
Our foundation. Okay, He's our lamb. Good. Okay, faithful and true. Yes. Okay, good. Yes.
Prince of Peace.
Cornerstone. Yes. What's that?
Bread of life.
Okay, we could keep going, by the way. There are a lot of them, and each one represents something specific about our God. Part of our praise should be to praise the name of God. I hope you'll just copy down some names, and specifically in your prayer time, spend some time praising Him for the very names that He has, because each one of those represent something. Letter C, we are to praise Him for His power. Psalms 21 and verse 13, "Be thou exalted, Lord, in thine own strength, so will we sing and praise thy power." Psalms 145 verses 10 and 11, "All thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy saints shall bless thee. They shall speak of the glory of thy kingdom and talk of thy power. Again, there's a lot more verses that we could talk about this, but that at least wets our whistle a little bit with this. It says that, letter D, we can praise Him for the help of His countenance. Or in another passage, it says the health of His countenance. Psalms 42 and verse 5. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise Him for the help of His countenance. Again, Psalms 42 and verse 11, the same verse, except who is the health of my countenance is the reason that they will praise Him, and He is my God. Letter E, we're to praise Him for His word. Psalms 56 and verse 4, in God I will praise His word. Psalms 56 verse 10, in God will I praise His word. In the Lord will I praise His word. Psalms 138 and verse 2, I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth, for thou hast magnified thy word above thy name. And when we think back to how much he emphasized praising the name of the Lord, now he's saying that he's exalted his word above his name. Letter F, for his loving kindness. Psalms 63 and verse 3, because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Because he is, letter G, sustaining. Psalms 71 and verse 6. By thee have I been holden up from the womb. Thou art he that took me out of my mother's bowels. My praise shall be continually of thee. Letter H, because of his mercy. Psalms 106 and verse 1. Praise ye the Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. Psalms 117, verse 2. For His merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord. Psalms 145 and verse 8. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and His tender mercies are over all His works. If you look at Psalms 145, that entire passage is a praise passage. Many of those ending psalms, if you will, the tail end of the book of Psalms, starts off with praise ye the Lord, and then goes on talking about a variety of things there. For His goodness or His wonderful works, these many times are tied together. Look at Psalms 135. Let's turn to that passage. Psalms 135. Notice we're talking about His goodness and wonderful works. Notice how this passage flows here. Psalms 135, verse 1. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise Him, O ye servants of the Lord. Ye that stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing praises unto His name, for it is pleasant. For the Lord hath chosen Jacob unto Himself, and Israel for His peculiar treasure. For I know that the Lord is great, and that that our Lord is above all gods. Whatsoever the Lord pleased, that did He in heaven and in earth and in the seas and all deep places. He causeth the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth. He maketh lightnings for the rain. He bringeth the wind out of His treasures. He smote the firstborn of Egypt, both of man and beast, who sent tokens and wonders into the midst of thee, O Egypt, upon Pharaoh and upon all his servants, who smote great nations and slew mighty kings. And he goes through and lists some of those. Verse 12, and he gave their land for an heritage unto Israel his people. Thy name, O Lord, endureth forever, and thy memorial, O Lord, throughout all generations. You can see how this writer is just talking specifically about all the things that God has done. And he mentions a lot of things in here that we're not even going to touch on tonight, per se. But he talks about praising the Lord for the vapors, how the Lord waters the earth. Praise Him for lightning and storms and the wind and all those kind of things. It's amazing how much we're supposed to praise the Lord. Psalms 107 in verse 8, verse 15, verse 21, verse 31 all say basically the same thing. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men. Psalms 145 in verse 4, one generation shall praise thy works to another and shall declare thy mighty acts. Verses 5 and 6 says, I will speak of thy glorious honor, of thy majesty, and of thy wondrous works, And men shall speak of the might of thy terrible acts, and I will declare thy greatness. And Psalms 150 and verse 2 says, praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Letter J, we're to praise him for his majesty. Psalms 145 and verse 5, I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty and of thy wondrous works. You can see how many of these characteristics cross each other in multiple verses. Psalms 145 and verse 12, to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Letter K, we're to praise him for how he made us. Psalms 139 and verse 14, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. When's the last time you praised God for how you are physically? You may think you're too short, or too old, or too tall, or too bald, or too dumb, or got too big of a nose, or too big of ears, or whatever. I mean, honestly, I've heard people complain about all kinds of things. But the fact is, God says that I'm supposed to praise him because he made me fearfully and wonderfully. And exactly every one of my characteristics God made, and I'm to praise him for it. That's hard for us to do sometimes, isn't it? When we complain maybe that our eyesight's not as good as it should be, or, you know, the fact is, God didn't make us all the same. But he made us all exactly how he wanted us to be. And we're to praise him for it. There is much more we could praise the Lord for. And you could see in all these verses much more characteristics of God that we could certainly praise him for. But let's look at how or who are to praise him. We're going to look at sometimes how he is to be praised. And other times, who is to be the one doing the praise. Letter A. It says, with our whole heart. Psalms 9 and verse 1. I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. Psalms 86 and verse 12. I will praise thee, O Lord my God, with all my heart. Psalms 111 and verse 1. Praise ye the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. So it's supposed to be something that we pour our lives into. With everything in our being, we're supposed to praise the Lord. But as we said in the definition, praise is not just something that we say, but it's something, letter B, that we show. He says that multiple times in Psalms chapter 9 and verse 14, that I might show forth thy praise in the gates of the daughter of Zion. Psalms 40 and verse 3, and he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God, many shall see it and fear. So it's something that we're to show to other people. Letter C, it's to be public. It's to be public. Psalms 22, verse 22. I will declare thy name unto thy brethren. In the midst of the congregation will I praise thee. By the way, these verses prove why we have a testimony time. And it's supposed to be praising the Lord in this testimony time. That's what we're supposed to be doing. Psalms 22 and verse 25. My praise shall be of thee in the great congregation. Psalms 35 and verse 18. I will give thee thanks in the great congregation. I will praise thee among much people. Psalms 57 and verse 9. I will praise thee, O Lord, among the people. I will sing unto thee among the nations. So our praise is not to just be something that's privately done, but it's to be very publicly done. Letter D, we're to praise him with our music. This is by far the largest category. If I just read the verses I actually put down, it's over a page. And I didn't write all of them down. The Bible talks much about us singing to the Lord. Matter of fact, we've already mentioned the book of Psalms was the Hebrew song book. And in all kinds of ways, with my song will I praise him. I will sing praise to him. I'll give thanks. I will praise the Lord with my harp. The harp's mentioned a number of times in the Word of God. I will sing and give praise, the Word of God talks about. it just is over and over again. But take, if you will, Psalms 150. I know many of you know this. Psalms 150 ends, obviously, the book of Psalms. And there's, I wish I could take the time tonight to really go through just the music aspect of this. But it's amazing all that God said that we're to sing praise. By the way, I asked Brother Steve tonight, I said, did you plan the praise aspect of the song service tonight because of what I was preaching? He said, no, actually, I chose these songs 3 weeks ago. So the Lord just orchestrated that together. Psalms 150, praise ye the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in the firmament of His power. Praise Him for His mighty acts. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. You could see multiple of those categories that we've already mentioned here tonight. Praise Him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise Him with the psaltery and harp. Praise Him with the timbrel and dance. Praise Him with the stringed instruments and organs. Praise Him upon the loud cymbals. Praise Him upon the high-sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Music is very much an integral part of the praise aspect. I'd like to encourage you, just as a way of application, to incorporate singing as a part of your prayer time. I think it's a sweet time to spend that time with the Lord. And it doesn't matter what you sound like, right? Nobody else has to hear you. Especially if you're in your car or something like that. Somebody might, besides you, might think you're crazy. Especially if you're really getting into it, they'll be like, oh, okay. But no crazier than they sitting there going. So you might as well be praising the Lord if you're going to look crazy, right? They look plenty crazy not praising the Lord. Letter E. With our mouth, our lips, and our voice. I kind of tied these together. Again, the Lord talks a lot about this particular thing. Psalms 34 and verse 1. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Psalms 35:28. And my tongue shall speak of thy righteousness and of thy praise all the day long. Psalms 42 and verse 4. When I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me. For I had gone with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God with the voice of joy and praise with a multitude that kept holy day. Psalms 51:15. O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. Psalm 63 and verse 3. Because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Psalm 63 and verse 5. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. Psalm 66 and verse 80. Bless the Lord. Bless our God, O ye people, and make the voice of his praise to be heard. Now we're to use our mouth, our lips, and our tongues to praise the Lord. Letter F, we're to do it all day long, the Bible says. Psalms 35, 28. And my tongue shall speak of thy righteousness and thy praise all the day long. Psalm 71 and verse 8. Let thy mouth be filled with thy praise and with thine honor all the day. So not just in our quiet time, prayer time, but throughout the day, we're to be praising the Lord. Matter of fact, letter G, we're going to do it forever and ever, the Bible tells us. Psalms 45, verse 17, I will make thy name to be remembered in all generations. Therefore shall the people praise thee forever and ever. If you don't like praising, you're going to be pretty bored in heaven because we're going to do an awful lot of it. Psalms 52 and verse 9, I will praise thee forever because thou hast done it. You know, the truth is, we're going to be constantly telling the Lord how wonderful it is that He redeemed us. I'm not even sure we can totally understand all that that means to us. Letter H, people are to praise the Lord. Psalms 49 and verse 18, Though while he lived, he blessed his soul, and men will praise thee. Psalm 67 and verse 3, let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Psalm 67 and verse 5, let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Psalms 117 verse 1, O praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye people. Creation is to praise him. If you're in Psalms 150, look at Psalms 148, if you would, please. While you're turning there, Psalms 69:34 says, let the heaven and earth praise him, the seas and everything that moveth therein. Psalms 89 and verse 5, "And the heavens shall praise thy wonders, O Lord, thy faithfulness also in the congregation of the saints." Psalms 148 is a wonderful passage of Scripture, and I want to read some verses from it. Again, it starts out, "Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord from the heavens. Praise Him in the heights. Praise ye Him, all His angels. Praise ye Him, all His host. Praise ye Him, sun and moon. Praise Him, all ye stars of light. Praise Him, ye heavens of heavens, and ye waters that be above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for He commanded, and they were created. He hath also established them forever and ever. He hath made a decree which shall not pass. Praise the Lord from the earth, ye dragons and all deeps, fire and hail, snow and vapors, stormy wind fulfilling His word, mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars, beast and all cattle, creeping things and flying fowl, kings of the earth and all people, princes and all judges of the earth, both young men and maidens, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord, for His name alone is excellent. His glory is above the earth and heaven. He also exalted the horn of His people, the praise of all His saints, even of the children of Israel, a people near unto Him. Praise ye the Lord." That's pretty all-encompassing, isn't it? It just walks through everything that's supposed to praise the Lord. If snow is supposed to praise the Lord, and the Northeast has got a lot of praise laying around the ground, don't they? But it's true, it's supposed to. So creation praises the Lord. The Bible tells us that poor and needy are to praise the Lord. Psalms 74, verse 21. "Oh, let not the oppressed return ashamed. Let the poor and needy praise thy name." Psalms 119 and 164 makes this statement. "Seven times a day do I praise thee because of thy righteous judgments." Now, we've already looked at the fact that it's supposed to be all day long and forever and ever. But this particular passage is interesting to me. Years ago, I heard someone say this. If we praise the Lord when we get out of bed in the morning, that's one. If we praise the Lord for all three meals, which we should, that's four so far. If we praise the Lord in our devotions, our morning devotions, that's five. If we praise the Lord in our family devotions, that's six. If we praise the Lord before we lay down at night, that's seven. Praise the Lord seven times a day. That's a great little formula, I think, that gets us to that point of praising Him all day long. That leads us to number three. Why praise Him? Why praise Him? I want to just give you a couple of things here. Letter A, because it's commanded. It says in Psalms 22 and verse 23, "Ye that fear the Lord, praise Him." An imperative in the Hebrew language. Do it. Praise Him. It's commanded, and then that we could look again at a lot of verses where it's commanded for us to do it, but God just told us, praise Him. It's something that we're supposed to do. Letter B, praise is comely, the Bible says. That word means beautiful or seemly. Psalms 33 and verse 1, "Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is comely for the upright." Psalms 147 and verse 1, "Praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing praises unto our God, for it is pleasant and praise is comely." Letter C, praise is glorifying. Psalms 50 and verse 23, "Whosoever offereth praise glorifieth me." Now we said earlier that praise was a broad term and that glory is one of the terms by which we praise. So in this you could see a kind of a double thing there. Whoso offereth praise glorifieth me. Since the Bible tells us that whether therefore we eat or drink or whatsoever we do, do all to the glory of God, praise is one of the things that we're supposed to be doing to bring glory to God. And then letter D, God dwells with praise. Psalms 22 and verse 3, "But thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel." I think that we have allowed people today who have, in one way or another, abused praise. Let's use that word. I'm trying to be kind here. Either because they have taken it to its extreme. They have assigned it to a particular genre of music, if you will. Or they have been Pentecostal in the way that they've approached the praise. And so what we've done is we've totally backed off of it and said, we're just not going to do it. And I think sometimes that may be why our services are pretty dead. We just don't praise the Lord enough. I'm thankful that our service today centered around the praise of the Lord. Number four, let's look at under what circumstances are we to praise. Again, we could spend a lot of time here, but I just want to give you just a number of these that are a little unusual, if you will, that may help us in some application. In many of these stories, I'm just going to give you the text of the scripture verse, and we'll talk about the story, but not necessarily turn and read the entire story. A letter A, we're to praise Him in battle conditions. Battle conditions. Do you remember the story in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 21 and 22? The Bible says that the leading front force was a praise unit. And when they began to sing and praise the Lord, that God won the victory. He just wiped out the army in front of them. That's an unusual battle plan. So, who are you going to send into battle first? We think we'll sing the soloist into battle first. That's the first guy that's going. You know, it's like, wow. That doesn't sound very sound military plan. But that's what they did. They just praised the Lord and God moved in. Many people believe, though the Bible does not directly say this, many people believe that the story in Joshua chapter 6, when they marched around the wall that final day seven times, and then the Bible said that they shouted, that it wasn't just a, you know, ah, all that kind of stuff, but it was rather a specific praise to God and what He would do. I don't know for sure that that's the case, but it sure makes sense that the Lord would respond to that kind of praise. So, during battle conditions, unusual, yes, but we're to praise the Lord that way. Letter B, after battle. There are a number of stories in the Word of God, but my mind immediately was drawn to the story in Exodus chapter 15. When the nation of Israel was coming out of Egypt, they were backed up against the Red Sea. The Egyptian army on one side bearing down on them, and God said, hey, whoa, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. They walk through the Red Sea on dry ground. The Egyptian army goes in. God destroys them. And then from that shoreline, with that as a backdrop, the nation of Israel glorifies the Lord. Moses particularly offers an incredible prayer, or even you could say a song there. And Miriam and her servants did so as well. So after battle, we're to praise the Lord. Letter C. Before healing. Before healing. Look with me if you would, and I know you know this. Pastor Charette preached through this book, but Job chapter 1 and verse 21. We know the story. Job has lost all kinds of things, and though his physical condition has not yet happened, we certainly can see this same attitude portrayed throughout the book of Job. Job said in chapter 1 and verse 21, and he said, naked came I out of my mother's womb, naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Doesn't matter what God does to me. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Remember the Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, when he had the thorn in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to buffet him? Paul says, I besought the Lord. But God said, my grace is sufficient. Paul said, I would rather glory in my infirmities that the power of Christ may rest upon me. He was still going through the difficulty, but yet he was praising God for that very difficulty. Letter E. Look with me at Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1. Context of Luke chapter 1, all of you know. A young virgin has been told that she will bear the Christ child. She has some questions for the angel, and they're answered. And I'm quite sure, based upon other passages of Scripture, that Mary did not fully understand what was taking place. In fact, multiple times it says, and Mary pondered these things in her heart, wondering what was taking place. I want you to notice in Luke chapter 1 and verse 46, the Bible says, and Mary said, my soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior. And then she goes on to talk about His mercy and how He strengthened His arm, and He's sent a Savior for her Himself. He's helping His servants, and this wonderful praise passage of Mary. And so here's the point I think we can draw from this. We can praise Him when we don't fully understand. When we don't fully understand. You ever had something that you just said, Lord, I'm not sure what You're doing here? Brother Doug talked about that this morning in the College and Career Sunday School class. I'm not sure I can understand. I can fully explain that. I don't know what God is doing. I'm sure Mary could not fully explain it. She was about to be placed under incredible scrutiny. People were going to make fun of her. People were going to ridicule her. She was an outcast, if you will, along with her, in their mind, illegitimate son. And I'm sure there were lots of times Mary just simply did not understand. It's obvious from passages where she tries to go to Him and Jesus says to them, didn't you understand that I must be about my Father's business? And Mary's just pondering all these things in her heart. And yet, she praised God anyway. Though she certainly didn't understand everything. Letter F. After you get right with God. What a wonderful time to praise the Lord. Again, we look back at that passage in Daniel chapter 4 and verse 37 after Nebuchadnezzar, who had been humbled before God very much, lost his kingdom, acted like an animal for we're not sure how long. He says in Daniel 4:37, now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the King of heaven, all whose works are true and his ways judgment, and those that walk in pride he is able to abase. What a wonderful time to praise the Lord when we get right with Him. Letter G, you can praise the Lord when you give. Ooh, when you give, really? Look with me at 1 Chronicles. I love this passage of Scripture. 1 Chronicles. In verse chapter 29. I'm breaking in a new Bible, and I was going to bring my old Bible in tonight to show you some things, but I forgot to do that. But look at chapter 29 here in verse 6. It says, then the chief of the fathers and princes of the tribes of Israel and the captains of thousands and of hundreds and rulers of the king's work offered willingly and gave for the service of the house of God. Look at verse 9. Then the people rejoiced for that they offered willingly because with perfect heart they offered willingly to the Lord. And David the king also rejoiced with great joy. Wherefore David blessed the Lord before all the congregation, and David said, these next few verses are some of the prettiest verses for praise in the Word of God. Notice what he says. Blessed be thou, Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. Both riches and honor come of thee. Thou reignest over all. And in thy hand is power and might, and in thy hand it is to make great and to give strength unto all. Now, therefore, our God, we thank thee and praise thy glorious name. For who am I and what is my people that we should be able to offer so willingly after this sort? For all things come of thee, and of thine own have we given thee. For we are strangers before thee and sojourners as were all our fathers. Our days on the earth are as a shadow, and there is none abiding. And he keeps going through this wonderful prayer. In my other Bible, I take praise passages and highlight them, circle them in a pink pen. It jumps off the page. And I've done that through the book of Psalms. And what I try to do in the Word of God is when I open my Bible for devotions in the morning is open to one of these praise passages and just walk through it. And boy, you can spend a lot of time just in this particular passage praising the Lord for who He is. And what's the occasion? Giving. That's the occasion. We can praise Him when we give. And lastly, letter H, in heaven. In heaven. Under what circumstances? When we get to heaven, we're going to do a lot of praising. Look at Revelation chapter 4. Revelation chapter 4, and verse 11. Bible says, "Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For Thou hast created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are and were created." Chapter 5, verses 9 through 12. "And they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof. For Thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by Thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. And hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. And I beheld, and lo, the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beast and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000s, and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb that was slain, to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing." Look at chapter 7 and verse 12. Chapter 7 and verse 12, saying, "Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen." As we've just kind of quickly looked through the Word of God tonight, is there any doubt that a major theme in the Word of God is to praise Him? Honestly, we could have spent probably a six-week study just looking at praise from the Word of God. And much of our prayer life is wrapped up in petitions. Nothing wrong with that. It certainly is a part of our prayer life. But praise should be a major part of our prayer life as well. Or be something that we come before Him with praises. We looked last week at the model prayer. He starts off by saying, "Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name." When we look at what the book of Psalms says in other passages, no wonder why God said part of your prayer life ought to be to praise the name of God. It's a significant part of what we should do. So how's your praise life? How do you go about the day praising the Lord? When you see a beautiful sunset, do you just say that's a beautiful sunset, or do you attribute that to our God? "Wow, Lord, what a painting You did today. Lord, look at those flowers. What an incredible Creator You are." Yesterday, I was looking out my window and there was a bird. It was pretty. I think it was a bluebird. Really, really pretty sitting there. And every time he whistled, sang, whatever he did, chirped, I guess, he squatted. I was just kind of neat to watch how the Lord did that, you know. I know you may think I'm crazy, but I like to observe those kind of things, you know. And God the Creator, all the uniquenesses that He put in that. And you look at just one flower. You ever just stared at how a flower opens and its incredible beauty? We can praise the Lord for that. There are opportunities every day all around us in which we can praise Him if we will take the time to do so. Praising God. It should be a part of our lives. It should be a part of our prayer lives. Will you be a praising Christian? If not, you'll probably be a complaining Christian, which is not a good thing. In the Word of God, God didn't win any battles with people complaining. He did kill his own people a number of times for complaining. But he took care of the enemy when they praised. Different aspect for us. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for this study, Lord. We've covered a lot of ground tonight. And Lord, I feel like we just didn't do adequate justice to the subject of praise. But it certainly let us know how much we are to praise you. Lord, as I've studied this, it's been an encouragement to me and a rebuke, really, to focus on being a praiser. May we as a church body do that collectively. May we as individuals do that as well. Lord, we pray that, Lord, as I said, you convicted me this week to be more of a praiser. May we genuinely give you the honor and glory that's due your name. And we'll thank you for it. In Christ's name we pray.